Yes, it's certainly objective. I do see spirit people when they want to show themselves to me, and I certainly hear them. It comes under the category of being clairvoyant and clairaudient, hearing and seeing spirit. And that has developed over the years. When I first started, I was subjectively clairvoyant, where I just saw things in my mind's eye. But after, you know, practice and connecting more, you develop, and that development then assures you that you then start to see spirit people, you know, objectively in front of you.
Can you share any stories of maybe a particularly entertaining spirit or something that's really stuck in your mind?
Well, I mean, there was one investigation with Most Haunted, where we went to a castle called Lep Castle, spelled Leap Castle, but Lep. And all that was left of the castle was the castle keep. And in the castle keep was a young Irish family who actually bought the old castle for next to nothing. And when we first arrived with the cameras and what have you, it was daylight naturally. And I actually said to a vet that I could see a young girl dancing, but it was a spirit girl. And it was funny because as we followed and we went outside and she went up onto the top of the keep, it seems that she was laughing and then suddenly jumped. And I jumped and I said, oh my God, you know, forgetting she was a spirit person, she's just jumped off. And, you know, the whole crew were in there, thought it was hysterical, you know. Another time when I was going, again, it was with Ghost Towns and we were driving into Swansea, in Wales, and we were getting there in the evening time, and as we drove into where the hotel area was, where we were all setting up, where we were doing the investigation, as we were driving up the big shale driveway, the driver of the vehicle, I shouted, stop, there's a dog, you've run over the dog. And everyone dived out of the vehicle and the other vehicles, seriously thinking they'd run over a dog, and it turned out to be a spirit dog. So those sort of things make me laugh, and they make other people around me laugh, because I'm actually seeing a spirit energy, not necessarily physical, you know, and that's what makes me laugh. They're the sort of, you know, apart from the bad negative spirit energies I've come across in my work over the years.